Thank you for listening to Spiritual Teachings with Shunyamurti, recorded live at the Sat Yoga Ashram in Costa Rica. To join us for a life-changing meditation retreat, or to make a donation to support this transformational work, please visit our website, www.satyoga.org. To access more teachings or guided meditations from Shunyamurti, please visit the members section of our website or our YouTube channel, Sat Yoga Institute. Namaste.
It is true that every ego has a delusional narrative similar to yours. There's nothing special about your ego's narrative. It's not any worse than anyone else's, probably. The point is, no ego wants God and wants to go through ego death. It doesn't. So you can't get there through the ego. But you are not the ego. And there can be a breakthrough of awakening to realize that the ego is your own creation, an invention, a narrative that you have brought about and that you reinforce constantly. But you're the master of the narrative. You're not the I that's in the narrative. That's the character you're playing. You created that script. That's all that is. And now you're playing that script. But just like an actor who plays Hamlet, you know, when he gets off stage and goes home, he realizes he's not Hamlet. That was just a character he played. This character now is obsolete. It doesn't serve you anymore. You can create a new character. That one was probably created when you were 3 years old or less. It's a totally obsolete, outdated, and completely inadequate narrative for your life. So you have to let it die and not know who you are long enough to then realize who you really are. And when you do this, you will go through an interim of depersonalization. And this is what is scary to one. That's why you stay in the comfort zone of the old ego narrative. But if you're willing to go through this very benign depersonalization, in which you will be held by your love for God, you will be drawn up into the soul realm and beyond into the realization of the God self, that will then enable you to function as an avatar of that real being who is immortal, eternal, and infinitely powerful. So that's who you really are, but you have to awaken and break free of this psychotic delusion that your ego is holding on to. But the ego itself will not do it. So you have to understand that its thoughts are not your thoughts. You are being hypnotized by this program. And to come out of hypnosis, you have to silence the mind.